Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Years ago, I went to see an osteopath, and it made such a huge difference. So we are so thrilled to have Vicki. And Vicki, I'm going to ask you to say your last name for me because I do not want to butcher it.
So it's Vicki Vlaconis.
Vlaconis. What a beautiful name. Well, Vicki, we are so thrilled to have you on the program. We're excited to talk about your book, The Body Doesn't Lie, a three-step program to releasing chronic pain, reflect, release, and radiate. Love it. So glad you're here with us on Naturally Savvy.
Hi, how are you?
We're wonderful. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So, Vicki, tell us a little bit about what osteopathy is.
So, as an osteopath, we use the musculoskeletal system as a decoder ring to diagnose and understand different body dysfunctions. So, based on how our patients react to treatment or certain touches, we can tell if certain organs are functioning, if there's a blockage. It's more about prevention. So even before an illness shows up, sometimes there are little signs and signals that we pick up.
Now, how would somebody work that? So it's basically they work it into their regular routine if they're seeing, let's say, an acupuncturist or a chiropractor. Is it something that you add into your regular routine of checkups, or how would someone integrate that into their regular lifestyle?
Yes, exactly. You want to use acupuncture, osteopathy, massage, all these different modalities in a way to look at the structure, because as osteopaths, we believe structure governs function. So we want to check the realignment. If, for example, somebody comes in with neck pain or low back pain, we want to really look into what is the source of the pain. And in my book, The Body Doesn't Lie and Reflect, I take a whole picture and look at what the person is eating, how they're feeling, if there's a spinal misalignment. So yes, they might be going to an acupuncturist or having a massage therapist, but it's also great to check if their feet are flat, how their whole spine, the whole picture, what they're eating, if they're seeing a registered dietitian to check what food could be causing more pain in their life and therefore increasing inflammation and making them more stressed or more angry. And therefore, again, our emotions live in our nervous system. So we talk about the mind-body connection, but actually it's one and the same. And I see a lot of clients with pain, and when they're feeling pain, those emotions need to be unlocked through their tissues.
Oh, I completely agree. It kind of sounds like bioenergetic therapy in a way.
It's similar. I think, again, going back to structure governing function and understanding the skin and the muscles and the tissues and muscle energy and how our body reacts and if there's good blood flow, oxygen, circulation. Again, the rule of the artery is supreme. So is there good blood flow? Is there good circulation, oxygen?
You know, Vicki, I've had osteopathy done before, and I absolutely love it. And what I love about it so much is that it's so gentle. Like you lie on a table, and you're really, you know, you're working primarily on the neck, and you could talk to this obviously much better than I can, but as someone who has had it done, I find it's one of those therapies that is so relaxing, but yet it gets so much done.
I think that's exactly it. And again, our sympathetic nervous system, so our, as I said, our emotions are born in our nervous system, and the system that physically runs up and down our spine and branches into every organ and limb and helps with our sympathetic system. So it's always all our stress, our get up and go, our fight or fright, and so many of us overuse this system. And the idea is gently to calm down the body and get the body to rest and digest and get the parasympathetic nervous system, basically relaxing our facial muscles, relaxing our body, so we're able to slow down our heart rate, we're able to decrease our cortisol, our stress hormone, and look at, again, the whole picture. Reflect what is causing pain in your life. It could be physical, but maybe there's an emotion connected to your neck, and it could be fear, and it could be anger, or it could be low back pain, and you haven't been to your doctor to check your ovaries, or your intestine is blocked or constipated. So we're looking at each section of the body as a little decoder. It tells us, okay, my neck is in pain, but maybe I'm low in vitamin D, or I haven't been to the doctor to check my bone density, and I have family history of osteoporosis. So I always say pain uncovers the truth, but pain is a signal from the body that something is not right.
You know, I'd love for you to get more into the release, because that's where I think it makes such a huge difference. We hang on to so much in our body, and when you're able to let it go, it's like you can suddenly breathe, and you will notice that the pain does improve.
Yes, so in release, the second stage of the body doesn't lie. Again, once you've uncovered the source of your pain, you have to have the courage and discipline to face it. But releasing what's causing pain, and it could be releasing the inflammation through what you're eating and getting rid of those sugars or those hidden sugars in the cow's milk and the growth hormones, or maybe trying to reduce wheat that causes bloatedness, or it could be even releasing and getting rid of negative people in your life that are causing more stress. So releasing all relationships, relationships with food, relationships could be your boss, it could be your husband. Something is not working. So releasing it, and in the program what I give is just simple tips of meditation or have a salt and pepper bath, so an Epsom salt bath, 10 minutes every night to just help you let go of the stress of the day. Or even trying a massage with self-healing trigger points. I've added some self-healing trigger points in the book, which we can do alone. So instead of reaching out for a pill, why don't you smell some peppermint oil or try this trigger point in your hand that will help release your headache, help you sleep better before reaching out for a sleeping pill. Have that bath. Sit in the bath for 10 minutes. Reflect on what needs to let go to be able to radiate and go into the third stage of revitalizing your body and encouraging all the natural healing process. That's why the third stage is called radiate. Not only because you're living a pain-free life, but you're growing and you're able to develop your physical and emotional strength. But I feel it's more about also becoming productive and stronger in all relationships. And even once you feel that radiance and you've found your passion, your purpose, and you've let go of what's causing pain in your life, you can help other people and give back.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Gosh, I'm really excited about your book. I think this is the way to go. And I think when people have a guide like this, it can make such a difference in their lives. I'm dealing with an injury right now, and it's luckily it's not chronic, but it's been really, you know, getting me down. I've talked about it before on the show. And so being able to do these steps, I think, would really be helpful to me and so many people out there.
Great. And I'm here to help. So again, we can go
into
it.
Come on over.
I don't
I'll give you my address.
I'll come over.
So funny. Vicki, we have about maybe, you know, a minute and a half left, if that.
Sure.
And I just want to get an idea of, you know, what type of supplements you use. Like, do you recommend supplements as an osteopath? Is it something that you believe people should incorporate into their daily life? You know, things like fish oil or things like probiotics, like what are some of the things that you recommend?
Yeah, fish oil and probiotics. I always try and look into the research. So I always call into my UCLA colleagues at the Digestive Diseases Department, and if they've done research on probiotics, and I personally use the Renew Life probiotic, which is 50 billion. And again, probiotics will help just get that flora, move the gut, improve that gut flora, because all the research now with the microbiome and the actual research in the bacteria in the gut is even linking diseases of the future and inflammation. So I love the omega-3 fish oils. I love the Barlean Swirl, which I add in my smoothies, and definitely believe in the probiotics. And again, if there's research behind it, I'm all for it.
Yes, and we love Barleans too. We work with Barleans really closely, so great company. Well, thank you, Vicki. We're out of time for today. Wow, that went by really fast. And thank you for being able to be on the show so last minute. We really appreciate it. You can learn more about Vicki at her website at VickiVaconis.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at VickiVaconis. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well. Boop, 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 boop.